Hey, this is Colin Quinn. You're listening to Robert Kelly's podcast, You Know What Dude, on gloryholeradio.com.
That was good.
Pretty professional, huh?
Yeah, do one more.
Hey, this is Colin Quinn. You listen to Robert Kelly on You Know What Dude, his pod... Hey, this is Colin Quinn. You're listening to You Know What Dude, Robert Kelly's podcast on gloryholeradio.com.
No, don't say my name.
Oh.
Just say You Know What Dude podcast.
Hey, this is Colin. Hey, this...
A little more peppy.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn. You're listening to You Know What Dude on... It's the podcast. It's really quite pie, you cocksucker.
Don't tell me how to fucking read. I'm fucking doing this 20 fucking years. I'll fucking say what I want.
Hi, gang. It's Colin Quinn. You're listening to You Know What Dude on fucking Glory Hole. Whatever the fuck that is. Glory Hole Radio. Some homoerotic fucking name a couple of assholes came up with. You know what?
What's up? And we're live with the Robert Kelly You Know What Dude podcast. No, I wasn't, Joe. I'm not recording now, and you always fuck up the intro. You know, I don't you fucking nudging. You do it intentionally? You know what?
Who knows, Bob, you cocksucker that likes to play jokes on people? You're such a piece of shit.
It was
You're
funny.
A piece of shit.
It's what we do, Joe. It's what we do.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Dude, what? It was hilarious to see your little frumpled dog face get on. And you know what's sad? This is you can't joke with you because I felt bad. You know how hard it is to make me feel bad? And I felt bad. I actually had to call it off.
Because do you know how mean the joke was?
The joke is mean.
And it was so real. It was real because you've been saying this for weeks.
Do you know how mean the joke is? I'll tell you how mean the joke is. Oh, I just fixed my sound. This is how mean the joke is, Joe. I apologize, okay? But they did it to me. They called me up and said, you're closing. But here's the fucking flip, Joe. I'm doing it for real, kid. I'm fucking doing it for real, kid. Should I? Nick DiPaolo, Artie Lang.
They don't know what you're talking about. Tell the people what you're talking about.
Okay, let's fucking just back up a little bit.
You really are just a radio.
Dude, Robin Williams. I was doing a little Robin Williams.
Bob Cow. I'm going to start calling you Bob Cow from now on. You would have a morning show in Chicago.
The fans call me Bob Cow anyways because of my weight.
You just want to be a little radio person. You want to sit there with those buttons with the sound effects in front of you.
What do you mean? I have those buttons.
Oh God!
I'll push those buttons. You help me get those buttons.
You fucking dildo.
No, you are a fucking cocksucker. Listen, the fact is that we play. I got a call from our management, Serpico, Apostle, Tom Saletti, blah blah blah, and I'm closing the fucking show. And I said the same shit. I go fuck you. I go Nick DiPaolo. Who's on the list? They go Tom, Dom Irrera, Nick DiPaolo, Tony V, Artie Lang, all these fucking crazy 30-year veterans that have, you know, if I ever said fuck you, I should close, they'd be like, you're not closing the fucking show. I'm closing the fucking show. Except when it's time to be on a show with all those mothers, nobody wants to close the show. That's what happens. Everybody wants a fucking prime spot. I get the fucking last spot yet again. I'm on this fucking show, and I'm closing it, okay? You're going up in the prime spot, Joe. You get to go to the prime spot.
What's the prime spot?
The prime spot is somewhere fucking in the beginning or in the middle, somewhere nice and easy.
Well, I'm the new kid.
Oh, fuck you, new kid. You know, I sit here, I have to listen to how fucking God and great and awesome you are all the fucking time.
Who the fuck says that?
You say it.
I never say that.
Yeah, you do.
I want to smack those fucking headphones off of your
head
right
first
now.
Of all, don't act physical. All right? Listen, you
don't
know.
Don't act physical. Physical.
You wanna listen, here's what happened. So Joe comes over and I had just gotten off the phone with him, so I took the joke and flipped it on Joe. I said, dude, you're closing the fucking show.
So you got your news.
I got my news.
And then you just turned it on Joe.
I just turned it on Joe.
And then
I
said, Joe came unlaced.
Unlaced.
Quick.
Wow.
No, no, I didn't come unlaced. I went, all right, Joe. Fuck, it is what it is.
No, you didn't. You called. Are you fucking... Oh my! I should have recorded it because you're a liar and I'd have the evidence.
Unlaced is a little much. I wasn't shaking.
I love Unlaced. I think Unlaced is good. We didn't say Unraveled.
Sounds like the name of a strip club.
Unlaced. Yeah, coming to the stage is Joe. Just fat eyes closing. Comics come home. Unlaced.
Another radio douchebag over here.
And what are you?
Just the two of you.
Oh, you were just in a
move to Cleveland together and do a fucking afternoon.
I would love to do a morning show with you.
I would do one too. And you know who would fucking never be a guest on our show?
Joe Closer DeRosa.
Guys, next up we have comic Joe DeRosa coming on the fucking radio show. Let's bring him up right after these commercial messages.
You're listening to Bob and Monster Voice on 99.5.
Nothing would make me happier than when you guys got canceled, because you would. And then watch you have to pack your bags and drag your poor wife all over the country.
Why are you going
to
bring my wife into it, Joe?
Because wouldn't matter to Dan. He's alone. Right. But you... You'd ruin a family.
Listen, dude, here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. Fucking Joe, I ain't closing shows, DeRosa.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said I'd do it. I do
give him credit. I will give you credit for this. I did. As soon as I told him, he immediately called up and was like, dude, what am I fucking... And they told him, Serpico's a fucking dick. But he's a beautiful dick. Because when it's not against you, when he
just... I never even
called Serpico. This is how awesome Serpico and Saletti is. I never called him and said, I'm playing this gag. He just knew that I was playing a gag as soon as fucking Unraveled. What'd you call him? Unlaced.
Unlaced.
Joe DeRosa. Next CD called Unlaced. I didn't do that.
So, all the laces are coming off when Joe DeRosa.
I didn't. I called.
Next up on the Bob and Dan Monster Boy show.
It's Bobby and the Monster Voice.
Next up on the Monster Voice. Have you ever heard of this guy, Joe DeRosa?
I've never heard of him.
He's really funny. I saw him last night at this Chuckle Hut over in the Village.
I went there once with my ex-girlfriend.
Did you have a good time?
A great time.
Don's laughing. You know, his next CD is coming out. It's called Unlaced.
Where can I get it?
You can't get it anywhere.
Oh, no.
You have to buy it from after the show. So we tell Joe that he's going to close Joe. He immediately calls up Serpico. Serpico fucking is brilliant. Just goes right into the fucking gag. What a dick. And he tells him, what he said to you? Well, I don't even know what he said.
He goes, yeah, you know, my guys are putting their foot down and they don't.
Who's putting their foot down?
He just started naming people. He goes, Nick. Because I didn't.
I just spit hot coffee on my computer and my face and my lap and my balls, and it was worth every fucking second of it. Go ahead.
He just started naming the lineup, and he goes, a lot of guys are putting the foot down, man. They're not going to go late. You know, Nick DiPaolo, Artie Lang. And he's just naming these beast comedians, and I'm going,
oh, Jesus.
And I just go, look, come on. Give me a little credit here. I just went, Jim,
yep.
If there's any way that I don't have to close it, I would appreciate that. But if I have to,
right, yeah,
I'll do what I got to do. I'm not gonna complain.
I give you when he said that, I was like, oh shit, man, Joe is a fucking solid dude. He did say that. I'll take the hit. I'll do what I got to do. I know I'm the low man on the totem pole. And he took the hit. But this is what stinks about you. And I this is because his middle name should be Mood Swing DeRosa. Because this is what happens. As soon as he got off the phone with him, he started hating me and you. He was like, you know, guys, seriously. Really? Do we have to be serious? Because your life stinks.
My favorite line was, I don't need this anxiety right now.
Yeah.
I don't need this right now.
A lot of pressure.
This guy fucking, he humped hot sauce today.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Trey's a hot sauce.
While he was waiting tables, we were eating fucking subs and what are those things called?
Burritos?
No. Don, come on, be on it.
Brownies?
No, we weren't eating brownies. What did I have? A macaroon. Well, he's fucking, he has it tough until next week when he goes on a huge fucking tour and makes a lot of money and goes to
Ireland.
Shut up. Yeah.
Well, listen, it was...
It's what I hate about you. Both of you just did it, too. When it spins on you, all of a sudden you get serious. I'm not making a lot of money. Shut the fuck up. We know you're not making a lot of money. You're Dan Soda. Go ahead.
Soda. One of these days he's going to learn your last name is an ER on the end of it. Yeah, and that it's not a beverage.
Yeah.
And no, Soda.
No, it's not.
Hey, Dan Soda.
I still call Steve Burns Steve Burns. It's Burn. There's no S, and I do it just to bug him, Soda. Listen...
No, you don't do it to bug him because you do it when he's not around when you're speaking very seriously.
Soda. Can we just talk about soda for a second, Joe? Since we're on the topic of, since apparently we're smashing everybody.
Well, yeah, because I got a bone to pick with you, too.
Oh, shit. Let's pick the bone with me first.
Yeah. Well.
Thank God.
We had a meeting today about our secret project, right? Right?
Jesus, yeah.
Which, good meeting, right?
Oh, was it?
Then yeah. After the meeting, yes. We had to find out a time for us to meet.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about, you know, things we need to talk about.
Secret project.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what Bobby does, right?
Okay, what I do.
Dude. Okay, so we got to fucking talk about this, dude, all right? So, Monday night.
Don't scream it to the mic.
Let's do it Monday night.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't do it Monday night. Mm-hmm. Why? Why can't you do it Monday night? I got shows. Well, when can you do it? I'm around till like 7:30. Why do you got to leave at 7:30? I got to be at the thing at 8. It's a big audition show. I got to be there. I can't do it Monday night unless you want to do it late or early. All right, whatever. All right, let's do it at 5 on Monday. All right, that's cool with me. Actually, Bob, can we do it at 4? 4 might be a little better. No, I can't. He just shuts it off. And I never go, why?
Yeah.
Or explain yourself. I just go,
hey,
okay.
Dan, you know why? 5 o'clock? You know why? I'm a 20-year vet, and I'm closing the fucking show. That's why, motherfucker. I'm closing the fucking show.
Do I make a valid point, Don? Can you back me up on this?
You have my soul?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I can't back him up.
Yeah, because you're that's a soldier, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that soldier?
And you just took a risky move.
Hang on one second.
The amount of times I've gotten your back on
Joe,
this podcast.
Joe, she's getting a fucking new kitchen, okay, from Bob. I salute you, soldier. Good job. Good job.
All right.
I just got a fucking email, a text from Cervical because I told him I have to tell you.
I just texted him.
He goes, pussy.
I texted him, Bobby just came clean, you motherfucker.
And he said, you say I can't act because he stinks at acting.
No, he doesn't. He's great, he's apparently.
Good on the phone. If you have a camera on him, gush. He turns fucking 1.5 dimensional.
Why? Because all the camera picks up is the top of his head. Come on, because he's short. That's
I
funny.
Get it, Joe.
That's funny.
It was all right. It wasn't.
That's funny.
It was all right. There was funnier ways to go with that.
I thought it was funny.
All right, listen. Here's the deal. Is that fucking... You guys... Yeah, let's move on. Anyways, your bone wasn't a bone.
I'm just giving you shit because when you say I'm busy, I go, okay. And when I go, I can't.
No, but you
then
didn't
you,
do that. You go, you can't do this? Why? And I go, because I'm driving back. I told you. I said, my grandmother's in the nursing home. I have to go visit her on Sunday. I can't come back. You guys, you can't do it Sunday? It wasn't on Monday, but you guys were like, you said you can't do it Sunday? I go, no, I can't.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Who said that?
I didn't say that. It must have been the other
Anyways,
guy.
The other
I didn't
guy.
Say that.
I love how we're keeping it secret.
But I respect.
Good job, Joe. I would have fucked up right there.
I respect that you might have had a family thing or something to tend to, right, so yeah. I don't go give me all the details.
What show are you doing on Monday night? Because sometimes...
Audition for a TV show.
I want to be honest with you, okay? And this might be me. Right. I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
Sometimes when you say you have shit to do, it's not worthwhile shit that you can cancel, okay?
Look at this.
Seriously, I would cancel a seller spot or any spot around the city.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
No, you wouldn't.
I did all week. I have all week. I've done it a million times. Don, haven't I? I have.
I will tell you, the last time we had to do things for this,
yeah,
you gave me this pep talk. You go, cancel your spots. We got to get this. I go, great, I'm doing it. I canceled everything.
Right.
Got all my shit done. I was over here with you.
Yeah.
You were going, I'm a little stumped right now, and I'm freaking out, and I got to go do 3 spots tonight. And I was like, oh, well, I canceled all my spots because you pep talked me to do that yesterday, but you kept your spots.
Not Saturday night spots.
No, they were Wednesday night spots.
I don't have
spots.
3 spots on a Wednesday. Who does that?
You had to go to the cellar and then up to the comic strip for something.
Comic strip? I had to do a TV show. I had to do Sherrod's show, right, dummy.
Could have canceled the cellar spot.
I can't, yeah, I could have, yeah, but it's a same thing. It's literally 5 minutes. I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to have to still go at the same time.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it's a TV show. That's different. A spot in the city for 5 minutes. What are you getting paid? I'll give you 25 to stay
it's
home.
An audition.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Yes.
That's fine. Audition. Fine. A TV show?
Yes.
Fucking show you auditioning for,
none
punk.
None of your business.
Wow.
None of your business.
Wow.
And I got nobody to back me up.
Wow.
I
know what it is. Don loves you a lot.
I love Don a lot, and I will remember this.
Here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. All I'm saying, it's a goddamn gator fight, Joe. It's a goddamn gator fight.
You're right. Why are we trashing each other?
It's a goddamn gator fight,
it's
Joe.
It's a goddamn gator fight.
It's a gator fight.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, you know where this is going.
I don't like where this is. Hey. Oh, God.
Yeah, just turned 28. That's a shitty birthday. Because it's a goddamn gator fight.
I hate both
where
of you.
Where we going?
Wee-hoo.
Get it out.
Oh, God, no.
So far, motherfuckers.
Oh, no. Why is this happening?
Is this your new catchphrase?
No, I did it twice on stage.
Monster voice, don't scream into the mic.
That I did it twice.
Fucking horrendous
you,
picture on your Twitter.
Oh, okay,
stinks.
Dan?
You're trying to make a catchphrase.
No, I'm not. The guy drew it for me. I thought it was a good drawing.
Dan
Soda. It's the worst drawing I've ever seen.
Hey, Dan, I liked it. A friend of mine drew it, and I thought it was funny.
Dan, wait, let's shut your face. I'll turn your mic off. His mic is off, Joe. He cannot fight back on this show.
Good.
Dan Soda is trying to get a catchphrase. Get it done.
He is.
Where are we going?
I wish I could remember one of his jokes to put the catchphrase on, to, but God. I never listened when he was on stage.
God, I knew this was going to happen.
He wants a key one. You got hats? Did you get your fucking... Cafe press page up.
Well, listen, maybe
you said it best today. You go, this cocksucker wants a t-shirt. And that is exactly
Dan
right.
Dan Soda wants a t-shirt. He wants to go, hey, guys, I'll be hanging out after, and it's a goddamn gator fight out there, so get your shirts right here.
Oh, can you see him at the end of the show? Just doing this on his fucking feature set. Hey, guys, you've been great. Listen, I'm selling t-shirts after. The front says dansoder.com. Actually, with the website doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
Half a website.
And then on the back, it says it's a goddamn gator fight. And then it gets a third of the half laugh it got the first time he said it.
It's a goddamn gator fight. What's the joke? What is the joke?
I just did it once at a show. And
what did you do? Tell us what happened.
What did you do?
Oh, I'm really taking a beating on this one. This is a tough day to take this beating.
Come on, tell the millions.
And millions.
Of fans what the fuck you said.
Yeah, do the bit, Dan.
I did it at
just
the
do
show
it right.
We did.
I wasn't listening. We don't listen. Listen ahead of yourself. What is the bit?
It's not a bit. I just yelled it out once.
What happened?
And a guy in the sound booth started laughing.
What guy? Where?
At the show where Joe followed the fucking slam band or the punk band.
What happened?
We did a show on the Lower East Side.
Before you went on that night.
Oh,
What'd you say? What was the fucking joke?
Me and this guy were sitting in the back of the room.
Yes.
And I was telling him I was going to eat my dick.
Uh-huh.
Because DeRosa had just followed a punk band and I was following a knife juggler.
Okay.
And so me and him were joking around. We were talking about the show Swamp People.
Yeah.
And so I said, this show looks like a goddamn gator fight. And me and him just were drinking beers and we just kept saying it.
Okay.
So I yelled it out on stage.
Uh-huh.
And the guy in the sound booth started laughing and other people started laughing.
How did you yell it out though? How'd you do it?
Was it's a goddamn gator fight.
Now, like that. Was there anything else?
And then another joke that I did kind of ate it.
Yeah.
So now I said that I just did that same accent.
I fuck with Soder about this all the time.
Yeah.
He talks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He has all these goofy phrases and terminology for things.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking gator fighting here.
Who the fuck?
See, this chick, this chick showing top tit. He says stuff like that.
It's a bottom boob.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Top tit? What the fuck is top tit?
Cleavage.
I said it once.
Instead of just saying cleavage.
Okay, so here is your... Somebody made... Oh, so if you
my
go
buddy,
to Dan...
My buddy
Dan,
Tim Diamond.
Dan Soda... If you go to Dan
Please
Soda,
go to Dan Soda.
It's D-A-N, I'm going to say it right now, Dan Soder. Is it Soder?
Yeah. Yes.
Soder. Yeah. I'm saying it right now because I want people to get it right because I want them to go to your fucking Twitter.
It's gonna
and
be
I
gone.
Want D-A-N-S-O-D-E-R, Soder, at Dan Soder. Okay, on Twitter, please. It's no, it's gone. You can't. You have to leave it up. No. You like other people because you have to leave it up there. No. It has to be your catchphrase. Dude, first of all, let me just say something. If you let us beat you out of this catchphrase, if you let us...
It's not a catchphrase.
Shut up there, fucking Larry. Larry. Larry the cable guy. Shut your face. Listen. Listen. This could be your Sufi. This could be... Your fucking thing that you can make. You know how much money Dane makes off of merchandise? Thousands. $70,000.
Cable guy, Dan.
No, Dane Cook.
Oh, Dane.
Dane, Larry. You know how much money they make off of merchandise? Gator Done, Sufi, all that shit. Do you know how much money they make?
I could just hear the Comedy Central guy announcing his special.
How's it go?
Saturday night, Dan Soder. It's a gator fight.
Yeah.
And
they show gators fighting.
It was an idea for a sketch that I had.
You're gonna where are we gonna get the gator outfits?
Here we go.
It's not gonna be. It's gonna be like
now.
A,
it's coming out.
All right, where's it go? What's
thought
the
it
idea?
Was just something you said. Here you go. What's the room?
You know what? Stop. Let them air this out. They might make sense to this. Go ahead.
A buddy of mine, another comic, and I were talking about it'd be funny if we did like a Girls Gone Wild, but just gators fighting. The gator fight. It's not. It was just something we talked about, and then and then that show happened, and I told him that, and then, oh boy, you know what?
It's called dead air.
I'm changing. I'm going back.
Changing it right now. He's changing it on the podcast. He's changing it.
It's gone.
Oh Jesus,
Dan, you. Don't change it, please.
Don't tap out.
I'm screen capturing it right now, Joe.
No, you're not.
How do you screen capture?
No, you're not. Come on!
He will do it because he's just mean.
Who's mean?
You.
Dude, how am I mean? Listen, stop with that.
I'm all for turning on Dan, but I'm not on your side.
I'm keeping this. I'm keeping this right here.
What?
I'm keeping it. Chink. Hear that?
Oh, fuck
I
you.
I got it. Whoever wants to see, it's a goddamn gator fight.
Oh, fuck.
And I don't like how they made your head in the cartoon normal, okay? And I did say cartoon. I don't like how they fucking made, first of all, they made your head normal size, like you're just a regular Joe. Yeah. You're not. Your fucking brow, okay, is almost fucking silverback gorilla-ish, okay? It goes straight back. It shoots straight back, and then there's hair on it. He looks like the guy from, what's that show on HBO? What the fuck is that? The new old-time show, Wahlberg's new
Boardwalk Empire.
You look like the fucking FBI agent.
Nice.
Right? Huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. That's
really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, he looks like a detective. I'd take that.
All right, well, you're not getting it, but okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I know I'm not, because I don't look like a detective.
I had the same Twitter picture forever, right. And that was stupid, so right. I changed.
You changed it.
And it was a bad idea.
You changed it to, it's goddamn gator fight. And you're
say
actually
it every time
saying
I'm
it, and it's one gator's got a knife and a nunchuck, and the other gator's got a baseball bat, Joe. And sometimes when you're doing comedy, you look out in the crowd, and they're so crazy, you don't know what that is. You know what that is? Goddamn, it's a goddamn gator fight here. Wee-hee-hee. You fucking loser.
Of all the days to take a beating,
today.
I still smell like tacos. I just
good.
Fucking I have that restaurant sweat film on me.
Good.
And I'm
good.
Just taking a mental beating after taking a physical beating.
I still smell like cayenne pepper.
I really, your Creole accent is awful.
I don't give a
no,
shit.
It's not.
I love it.
It's as awful as Gleason's is in Smokey and the Bandit. I put as much effort and research into it as he did. Talk about a guy just mailing it in. I fucking love it.
Dude,
I smell like damn clown pepper. I've been making the damn crawfish all day. Here's a goddamn gator fight.
Let's read some of it. You actually, this is what bugs me about your Twitter too. No. You actually have more tweets than followers.
The saddest follower ever is on Twitter, 750.
Yeah, no, yeah.
750, is that what he had?
No, he's got 802 today. But someone unfollowed him. He has 801.
Oh, fuck.
You got an unfollowed, and here are some of your tweets. Let's read some of these fucking gems.
You ready? I need to bite a towel.
Oh, it's just mead.
Now you're just knocking me out. Now I just won't tweet.
Here we go.
Serpico, by the way, is trying to FaceTime me right now. We should get him on the podcast.
Okay, yeah, hook it up. Get him on. I can plug him in.
Thank God.
Oh, it's coming back around.
No, please stop.
Oh, yeah, you think we're giving up on this? You're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
Oh, fuck.
Ah, oh, man.
I can't. What's your Wi-Fi?
What is this? Having strep throat is the closest I've ever felt to being a dragon. Did you hear that, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of his tweets.
That's
having
be deleted.
Having, can you FaceTime
and it got
him?
Favorited having, by somebody.
Bob, you FaceTime him because I'm not on your Wi-Fi. I don't want you to say it on the air.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm not going to FaceTime. Why can't we just call him? I'm going to fucking see his dumb face.
Him.
All right, we'll call him from the fucking phone. So, Joe, tell him we're calling him on the phone. So, yeah, we're getting back to you. Don't think that we're fucking not doing this.
I know. I'm just sitting here fucking you just taking my abuse.
You just did the fucking Pulp Fiction. Yeah. You just sit right there. I'm going to get to your ass in a minute.
All right, let's see if I can get this cocksucker on the phone. All right, there we go. See if it's working. Is it working? I don't know. Yes, it is. I can hear it. This is like a real radio show. He's not answering, stupid dummy. Anyways, come on. Somebody fucking talk. What are you doing?
I'm telling him to pick up. I'm texting him.
He won't fucking answer it. I want to know.
I'm healing up over here.
Please leave a message.
Oh, you stink. Jim Serpico, please leave a message. He's not answering.
Get the...
What? Get the what, Joe? Get the what,
you
fucking
cocksucker.
I was
going to leave him a message.
Hang on, we'll call the other phone. Ready?
You fucking cocksucker.
You fucking cocksucker. Here we go. Ready?
Come on, Serp.
Come on, Serpico. What are you going to say to him? Can you hear it?
I'm going
to
call him the rat motherfucker that he is.
I don't know if you can hear it. You need headphones.
I can hear it.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I can hear it. Hey, is Jim there?
Master's calling.
It's Joe DeRosa and Bobby Kelly.
And he's on the air live on the You Know What Dude podcast.
And don't tell him that, though, so he picks up.
Okay, one moment.
Thanks.
You can hear it? Oh, it's coming through the speakers.
It's coming through something. I can hear it fine. Yeah.
Hope that doesn't fuck up the recording.
It might.
Because you know, we're going to be a gator fighting here if something happens to recording, Joe.
Yeah, no damn looping on the podcast.
We're going to have to loop. We're going to have to do some fine editing down here in Louisiana on the bayou. Going to help y'all.
You did some mighty fine editing on the podcast.
No. You guys like the comedy show? I'm goddamn grateful what you done for me. Now here's a t-shirt. Go buy it. Get it done and get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you kindly. My name is Dan Soda.
Yeah.
Oh, thank y'all for coming out to the show tonight. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the You Know What Dude podcast live right now, motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, you're on right now, you fucking mother.
What's the name of it?
You know what the
What's the name of it?
You cocksucker. You know what it is. You know what, dude?
You know what, Serpico? You're just a rat, and I want to tell you that in front of all these people.
Why are you saying that?
Because of the joke. We already revealed the joke.
Yeah.
On the air and everything. We talked about it. But the evil in your blood that you didn't even know Bobby was fucking with me, and then you realize it, and you just went with it. You just run.
Yeah,
we went with it, man. And it was starting to feel really good along the way.
It was. Let me tell you something. I love it. I didn't even call you. I didn't even tell you. We're on the same fucking wavelength. I just told him. He called you, and you went right with it. And I can tell you. Let me tell you his mood swing after he humped the phone with you. After he played the humble game with you on the phone. Hey man, I'll take the hit if I gotta take the hit.
You were definitely cool about it.
He wasn't.
I wasn't uncool after. I just got nervous after.
After he humped the phone, he turned into a little angry cunt.
I did not get angry. angry.
Then you started snapping on me and Dan.
No, I didn't. I said I was nervous and I had anxiety about it. That's
yeah.
what I said.
Yeah, but you get a little snap. Dude, don't put this on the show. All right? Don't put this on the show.
I said I didn't want to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this on the show. Oh, no, fucking please. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up, dude. And
but and what made you tell him?
Because,
it was a joke.
Because he was fucking panicking, dude. It wasn't fun
but
anymore.
That's the point.
Yeah, I know, but it would have fucked up not only this podcast that we're doing now. It would have fucked up the club he's working tonight, the chick he's trying to bang later. Whoever he was got in contact with would have been fucking...
But that's what makes it funny.
Jim.
Jim. You know what? You're fucking right.
Jim.
I fucked up.
Jim, do you realize the purpose of a manager is so you always have someone in your corner? You're really going against every bit of that right now.
Fuck you.
He's evil.
I know. He called me up. I'm really closing. Fuck yourself.
You should be.
Why? I'm the fucking... Dude. It goes you, then me. There's Nick DiPaolo, Artie fucking Lang, fucking all these guys have the biggest...
Dom Herrera.
Dom Herrera, Tony V. These are fucking 30-year vets that kill it every week for 10 to 15 years longer than I've been in the business. They're on the show.
Right.
I'm closing it, you fuck. And don't forget, Dennis... fucking Leary and a band is going up
right.
at the beginning, and I gotta go up at the fucking end for some fucking reason and close it. I'm gonna fucking do it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fucking do it.
And I was gonna do it. I was like, all right, if I gotta do it, I gotta do it.
You weren't gonna
do it. Gotta do it. Yes, I was. I wasn't gonna make a stink. I would never make a stink about it.
All right. Well, you fucking sure had a mood swing.
Let's get back to how rotten Serpico is. Can we please talk about that some more?
All right.
Because he's just evil. And so are you, Bob. I'm not letting you off the hook.
What? What?
You two baldies have evil in your hearts. It's just, it's in your heart.
What about Saletti?
Saletti wasn't part of this.
Well, he wasn't on the... Saletti didn't know?
Not at the time.
But after he did, right?
Yes.
And what'd he do?
We were all preparing and waiting for the phone call from Joe on the side.
Were you going to fucking keep it going too, right?
Oh, everybody was ready.
Oh, dude.
We had everybody in on it.
I'm so fucking sorry I ruined it, but...
Conan was ready to jump in on it. When I called Conan about something else, he was like, okay, yeah, so... And I mentioned Comics Come Home, and he goes, yeah... I could hear him trying to get into it, and I was like, I already know it's a goof. I know it's a goof already.
Yeah, Conan's too nice to fucking...
He was ready to go.
He was ready to go, but he would have fucking...
He was ready to go. All right, motherfuckers.
All right. Well, all right, what? What are you going to do? Get us back?
It's coming.
What's coming, Joe?
It's coming.
Oh, fuck yourself.
It's coming.
All right, guys.
Serpico, first of all, you don't ever... Serpico, you don't ever hang up on this show, okay?
I got to go.
All right, one more question. I just have one more question for you. Are you going to be at the event, at Dennis Leary's event?
At Comics Come Home?
There you go. Fucking don't ever hang up on my show. I hang up on you. You don't hang up on me. I hang up on you. You understand that?
Oh,
you know what I'm
shit.
Saying?
Oh,
goddamn Gator fighting.
Oh,
you
know? Fuck. It's all right. Goddamn. All right. Hey, listen.
Oh, now, ladies and gentlemen, before I start with the comedies, I just want to tell y'all I've been selling a little bit of merchandise after the show.
I got coffee mugs. I got myself cantinas.
Yeah.
Refrigerator magnets.
Yeah. I got some water purification tablets
yeah.
for when you're out in the bayou.
If you walk out, I got myself a water bottle. And who's got an iPhone? I got my iPhone case. My name is Dan Soto. And I'll tell you something right now. It's a goddamn gator fight here.
We got ourselves a gator fight in here.
I think, whoa, what's going on? You guys are a great crowd.
I'm glad you guys are having so much fun. This is what I did. I provided this.
You guys.
Dan, how was the show tonight?
Ooh-wee.
Well, I never had myself so much fun at a comedy show before.
My fucking face is hurting.
Ooh, you guys are the best crowd I've done working for in a long time. It's a goddamn gator fighting here. Well,
Dad, what time are you getting to the club? Well, I reckons I might be there around half past a crow's ass. That's what we say is 8:30 where I come from.
She's got a top tit hanging out.
Oh, gosh.
That's a new shirt I got on the merchandise page of GoddamnGatorFight.com. Yeah. It's called Top Tit.
A top tit thong we got, and a top tit bra for the girlies. Yeah.
We got muffins under their panties. And
how many of y'all's got children's out there, huh? I got top tit trapper keepers.
Oh, shit, you stink, Soda. God. Soda wants a fucking a slogan.
He does.
He wants a goddamn saying so bad. Just say it.
No, I don't.
Just admit to it.
I don't.
Admit that you thought it was going to catch on. Admit when you put that up there. Just be honest. Just say.
I didn't think it was going to catch on. My buddy did the drawing. I thought it was a funny drawing.
You thought it was a good drawing or a funny drawing?
Funny drawing.
Okay. And then what?
Good drawing.
And why did you put it? How would people?
Because I just wanted to change my Twitter profile.
Hang on 1 second. Okay, people who.
Well, who looks at the picture? People, who looks at the picture?
Who? Everybody does. Now, who? If you just put that up there. Now, who? How are they going to know what the hell that is?
No one. They're not supposed to know.
No one's going to. No, get back off the mic, Monster Voice. I told you about the mic.
Getting angry. I'm getting angry.
Don't you get a fun here, boy. I'll beat your monster ass down. Dude, you got your own show on A&E where you go across the country doing comedy and checking out local restaurants, and you go with the goddamn Gator Fight.
I want to share the good news with y'all.
I hope
I'm
get
the
caught.
New host of the River Monsters. I'm gonna wrestle me some fishies in the lakes and the streams.
You know, I do another show where we go into storage units and I buy them. It's a goddamn Gator Fight.
Oh, Dad, this chili is good. No, you ain't never had no chili till you had my daddy's chili.
Yeah. With my new hot sauce called a Gator Fight hot sauce. Because then you put it in your mouth, it's like there's a Gator Fight in your mouth.
I like all these ideas.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get to cracking on all these ideas.
If you were smart, you wouldn't listen to anything we're saying. You would actually stick, it's a goddamn gator fight. You'd make a stupid t-shirt with two gators with fucking nunchucks and one with a bat. And you'd put, it's a goddamn gator fight. Do your stupid tour that you're doing coming up, Guinness. You go and you work on this gator fucking g-g-g, and you go down to this mid of the country, get on Bob and Tom, and you do your goddamn gator fight, and you fucking go out there and make $1 million off your goddamn t-shirts. And
it is true. Yeah. Everything that you get trashed into doing in this business is anything that will benefit you financially.
You want to make it in this business? Do what comics make fun of.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Stay away from the table at the Cellar.
Yep. Don't listen to anything any of us say there.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fucking, those pants, where'd you get those pants? Wear those pants. Right? Yep.
Why are you wearing a suit, stupid?
Yep, wear a suit.
Because.
Yeah, anything because, that happens, right? Yeah. Anything down there. Yep, well, you goddamn, that dumb joke, it's a hat. Do that joke. So that's what I suggest you do.
All right.
So you're going to do it?
I'm going
to
do it.
You're going to stick to it?
I'm going
to
stick to it.
All right, goddamn, it's a gator fight here now.
Yes, I need a cup of coffee.
It's a goddamn gator fight.
Because I just took a beating all day from fucking people wanting burritos.
No, you didn't take a beating, did you? What time did you go to work today?
11.
11, and what time did you work?
The first lady I waited on was a cunt.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
This is not the fucking motherfucking podcast you say cunt on. I'm kidding.
Okay. I brought a lady a margarita.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I come back and she goes, there's too much ice in this. And I go, okay. Can I get you another one? And she goes, you're not going to.
11 a.m. she was getting a margarita?
Yeah. And she goes, you're not going to charge me for this, are you?
Yeah, I am.
And I went,
shut your mouth.
I don't know. I'll talk to my manager. My manager's like, well, was there too much ice? And I was like, I don't know. The bartender made the drink and I took it to her.
Really?
And he goes, well, then you don't charge her if there's too much ice. So I'm sitting there looking like an asshole between my manager's making me look like the asshole to her. So now I got to deal with her. And then she's just fucking, ugh. Yeah. And I dealt with shit like that all day.
Right there. You just bring her a new one.
Yeah, but he was like, well, she drank the whole thing.
Oh, well then yeah, you're right. Your manager's wrong.
Yeah, she drank the whole thing and she goes, there was too much ice in that. You're not going to charge me for that, are you?
Your manager's wrong. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
She did the fucking, there's a hair in my steak. And it's like, well, where's the steak? You ate it, you fatso.
And she was a fatso.
Oh, you're talking to somebody else.
She was a fatso, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was just a shitty way to start your day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you fucking, what do you want to do? You work at a fucking Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
That's where people go to shit on people.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but you're out of there. No, can we just announce this? Can we announce this on the fucking air?
The contract gets, I think, signed tomorrow.
Well, it's fucking, you're in it. You're not working at a restaurant anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, smash cut. 2 weeks. Two weeks later.
Oh, God. That's my biggest fear.
I can't believe that fucking contract fell through as he's carried a bucket of dishes.
All right. I'd be putting chips in the chip machine.
And there's a little Mexican in the back going, he's a goddamn gator fight in here.
Nah. They here come up with gator fight? You know what's funny is...
gator fight.
Joe and I did a show at Empire City. I opened for Joe at Empire City Casino.
Uh-huh.
And this little Mexican lady in the kitchen comes up to me and she goes,
Are you a comedian?
Yeah.
And I go, Why, Cati? And she goes, she shows me her phone and there's a picture. It says Joe DeRosa. Remember when we did that gig?
Yeah.
And it's like, DeRosa dancer. She goes, You're going,
that's you?
I go, yeah. She goes,
I'm going to come wash.
She never did. I don't think she did. But that was possible.
The gator fight thing is reminding me of my favorite, one of my favorite Jesse Pop, who's so fucking funny.
Oh, he's great. Right around Conan.
He has this joke. Yeah, he writes on Conan after. Bobby's got this joke where he goes, my high school reunion's coming up. He goes, yeah. I want to go to it in a fat suit with overalls and just talking a Cajun accent. He goes, the whole reunion, I'll just be patting my forehead with a napkin going, ooh, it's hot. Ooh, I reckon it's hot outside. And he goes, and I know what everybody will say, that Jesse hasn't changed one bit.
Nah.
That cocksucker is so funny, man. Yeah. I got to call him and see how Conan's going.
I guarantee you're going to England for... Or are we going?
Ireland.
Ireland for 2 weeks?
No, just 4 days.
4 days he's going to Ireland. I guarantee he's going to fucking assimilate over there.
What do you mean? Just stay?
He's just going to turn into a fucking... He's going to get an accent. He's going to do the fucking accent, the Irish brogue.
Why would I do that in 4 days?
He's going to switch up to fucking gator fight till
it's a leprechaun fight?
It's a goddamn leprechaun fight in here, hey?
Oh, Portugal, it's a leprechaun fight.
They're going to go, I know.
Oh, it's a shillelagh smashing leprechaun fight.
Yeah.
He's going to have different t-shirts from around the world.
It's a ninja fight.
It is panda fight. Please, he's so panda fight.
Yeah. It's a roo fight.
Oh, God.
Soda stinks.
Soda stinks.
Soda stinks. Soda stinks. Soda. Dude, we were having our daily or weekly, we go to the Amish market because we don't work during the day.
I was going to set him up good for that. God damn it. You beat me to it, though.
Because we can enjoy, we slept until 11 and then we go out and we sat outside
for
a couple hours.
Sandwiches.
Oh, I took a nap.
Macaroons. I got to get brownies for no reason.
Oh, just
some
no reason.
Fucking brownies.
You guys are real cocksuckers.
Now, wasn't it a beautiful day today, though?
You know the best part?
No, it wasn't, because I was on cafe.
You know the best
it was a little chilly
about,
in the shade. Right.
You know the best part about being in Amish Market?
Yeah.
Is not having to serve the food to anybody. That's really the best part.
Yeah.
It's just being the person that gets served.
And the other best part is to being able to afford the food that we did eat.
Yeah,
like we can just get whatever we want. That's always nice. and then we were outside, and I was looking at Twitter. I was reading some fine tweets from people I follow, and I do follow you, Dan. I follow Joe DeRosa, and I follow you. Unlike Joe, you have to beg this cocksucker to follow you.
Dude, go fuck
dude,
yourself.
Dude, I fucking follow you. I don't know Twitter,
man. I know to get upset about that.
I don't know
that.
How to go and do and where, and it's just a thing. Fuck
if
you.
If you didn't follow me, I wouldn't give a shit.
Okay, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
So I just undid it. So
see, but this is what I'm saying. You're mean.
Why? You just said undo it.
I'm saying theoretically, if you call me one day.
What did I tell you about using those words?
Don't.
You used assimilate.
I did?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, when he said, oh, he's going to go to Ireland and assimilate.
Did you notice how I had to ask him what he meant to make sure he was using it correctly?
Just because I saw Star Trek and I saw the Borg. All right, that's all. Listen. All right, here it is. We were sitting out front enjoying our day off, which is every day. because we're working comedians.
It's a beautiful day.
And soda's working.
Soda's serving chips. It's a beautiful day. This is too much ice in it. It's a beautiful day. Shut your fucking mouth, waiter.
It's a beautiful day. It's a goddamn gator fight.
What was that?
Something. It was something in your sink.
Oh, it's the lady. She's actually
lady.
She's outside fucking vacuuming the whatever she is. Anyways, so we're outside and I started looking at your Twitter. I started looking at tweets and then I started. I saw your Twitter. I saw your Twitter account, and goddamn, I started. I saw your little logo. I was like, geez, what the hell is that? Because I look at, everybody looks at the photos. I get shit for my photo, too. I just an asshole. Just a mannequin with fucking eyebrows. You know what I mean? Just an asshole. I have a, you know, people make fun of mine. People like mine. People make fun of it. Joe DeRosa has one. I don't, you're in the, your living room or something? I don't know what yours
is. Yes. I was doing an interview.
And then we started.
Picture of an interview I did.
Right, yeah.
In my living room.
Right. So then we read yours. Huh. And you changed it, didn't you? It's, I can't find it now. Fuck. So did you change it?
No.
Okay. So anyways, we found yours and I put it up and I was like, it's a goddamn gator fight. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh God. So you guys had that conversation. God. Like,
oh, we had this. Let me tell you something. We are doing this podcast. We don't do podcasts on Wednesday night. Yep. This podcast is for you, Dan.
Just for my abuse.
This is a goddamn gator fight. This was for you. Do you understand
and
that?
And he walked right into it. We were just going to call you at 6 and trash you.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are you doing at 6? You go, nothing. I'll come over. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll record it then.
We wanted you here. Man, we needed you.
I walked right into this.
You walked into it. You goddamn right you walked into it. You goddamn right you walked.
You goddamn right you did. You walked into that like a coon walking into a coon trap.
You know you got to poke the water before you get in it, Dan. You can't just jump in a can. The ball, could there might be a gator inside.
Oh, you jumped in it like a catfish jumping into the boat. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Pesci and Goodfellas where I just walk in and fuck, shot in the back of the head.
Ah, Dan, I fucking love it. I fucking love it. Well, listen, you're going away. We got we did a bunch of podcasts, but I wanted to get one in with us three, just to let people know. The website is changing. We got a new logo coming up. We're actually going to, I'm changing the website on Glory Hole. I'm actually putting, it's going to be the new logo, new donate button. So now you're going to be able to donate whatever the fuck you want. Okay. You want to donate a dollar, donate a dollar. You want to donate fucking $1,000, donate $1,000. I'm at this 10 and 20. We'll give you a shout out on the fucking air. So you can donate whatever the fuck you want. And I'm also putting up photos to the right of me, Joe, and Dan. I'm going to have your photos up. So they're going to have your Twitter and your email. So if you want to email them directly, you don't have to fucking... I get a lot of emails of, you know, you guys are great, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's not like something I'm going to be like, oh, let me fucking make sure the guys fucking know that somebody fucking thinks they're great. So right. If you want to email them directly and tell them how much you fucking love them on the show, you can. If you want to, you know, whatever. You want to find out information, the Twitter and stuff like that. I know we say it at the end of every show, but it's going to be on the website now with a photo of Joe DeRosa and fucking Gator Fight fucking Dan.
And Gator Fight Soder.
It's going to be up.
All right, Joe the Closer DeRosa.
Joe the... I'm the fucking... God, you gonna believe I got to close that fucking show?
But you're you what? In that
you what?
Spot.
You what, man? You what, man? What, man?
That's, you know...
What, Joe? What? It sucks any
I'm trying
spot.
To get to where you guys are, man.
Where?
I'm trying to... You know, I'm 10 years in. I'm trying to get to where you guys are and be a beast like you guys are.
Oh, well, whatever, dude.
You know?
I got to close that show, but I've did it before. I don't give a fuck. You know, anything benefit-wise, I don't care if I fucking bomb. You know why? Because I'm there to raise money. I'm just a fucking cog in the wheel. And it's hard to bomb on a benefit, unless you really stink. But I'm going to blast his...
Well, like that, but some benefits are incredibly hard because the room is stiff.
Yeah,
but that one won't be like that, but I mean...
Yeah, some of them are fucking hard. I definitely agree with you. But anyways, we're going to thank some people right here. Joel Sushent and Sushent, Bryce Hopp, Daniel Converi. I don't know who the fuck that is. K2V Internet. I don't know who the fuck that is. Services, K2V, Internet Services, donated some cash to us. Trevor Toll, Anthony Edelbrock, thank you guys for donating money. We're putting this shit to good use, as you fucking know, because the podcast is getting better. New page, new logo, all kinds of shit going on. You're going to be able to get in touch with these two fucking dickwads right from gloryholeradio.com. And then when Dan gets his t-shirts, we're going to have those up there.
We'll put up the gator fight.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn gator fight.
Yeah, we'll sell those.
Dude, you fucking stink.
Two grown male gators coming out the muck. Shiny gator back. It's a goddamn gator fight.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
I guarantee. You know how
you don't think if I'm on the road featuring for either one of you, I'm not going to have gator fight t-shirts now?
Listen to me, dude. If you don't, I'm going to. Me and Joe make 20% of every gator fight t-shirt because we help make them famous.
Okay.
Now people want a gator fight t-shirt. All right. All right.
So that's 10 bucks in each of our pockets.
Hey. It's pounds. I'm going to be selling the leprechaun fight.
It's a goddamn shillelagh.
It's a shillelagh slacking leprechaun fight.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So when we come back from vacation, when you're back, we're going to have Dan is going to be a legitimate stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Out of the day job.
Please, I'm so fucking afraid, though, that you say that, and then I'm going to be back in June like, guys, I got to work a double on Thursday.
Why do you think we're saying that?
So you can't go back. Once you're out, you can't go back.
You don't go back. Let me tell you something. I moved here. I moved to New York. I had 5 jobs in Boston. Plus stand-up comedy. I worked at fucking crazy delivering flowers. I worked with mental retarded people. I worked at juvenile delinquents. I did three other jobs. I had all these jobs. I moved here. I hadn't had a job since. Okay, people always said, "How are you going to do it?" Don't even think about it. You fucking do it. You just do it.
Exactly. And I'm telling you something now. I know what this deal is because I know other people that have done it. And I know what it is. I know what you're going to make. I know what you're going to do. If you can't figure out how to make this work and let this coast you into being full-time comic, you're doing something really fucking wrong with your money.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, dude, I was coasting with way less money than
that. Don't fucking say. Just don't.
No, I'm saying, I'm telling them that to make them feel good.
All right. Well, yeah, dude, you're fine. You're fine, dude. You're making, 100 grand, right?
Oh, Jesus, no.
I'm kidding.
Oh, that got me really excited, though. I was like, is that the deal that Joe knows about? Because I'm going to fucking, I'm making some phone calls after the podcast.
No, you're gonna be back. But yeah, dude, fuck it. You'll be an official comic, and now you'll be able to have your days free. And
now when you call me, I won't go, hey, guys, listen, I got to run downstairs to the locker room. I got a phone call.
No, you call you and you don't answer because you can't because you're fucking waiting on tables. You got to sneak outside in the back.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
That's what I have to do. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Fucking.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations on Dan Soder.
Hey!
Being a comic,
congrats,
man. And Joe DeRosa and me, we have some fucking news hopefully coming up.
Hopefully
with the Secret Project. People always email, what the fuck? What's the Secret Project? What is it? They keep trying to guess. If someone guesses right, I'll tell you. We'll say it on the air.
Really? Will you, though?
No. No, that's...
Take your phone off the table.
That's not my phone. We're not doing that.
I know.
Oh, well, you just said it like we're really going
to
do it.
Yeah, but they don't know that I'm lying to them.
Oh, I don't know. Why piss the fans off?
I'm not pissing anybody off, but they don't know if somebody really guessed it. They're never going to know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
So they'll tell me, and I'll just never say that somebody... And then when it does come out, I guess that. I'm fucking around. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're not going to know.
All right.
How are they going to know? How are they going to know I'm lying?
I don't know.
I got you.
Right, exactly.
All right.
So anyways, guys, fantastic fucking show.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on. Dan, have a good couple weeks. We'll see you in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
thanks for having me.
Joe DeRosa, thank you for being on. Thanks for coming over. And I'm glad that you're not closing the show and your life is a little fucking less tense. And yeah, breathe in through your nostrils, those little bitty nostrils you have. You really do have little nostrils. You know that, right?
Yeah. A little tiny nose.
You do. He does. He has a little tiny nose. Unlike your fucking 18th century fucking schnoz.
Fucking Roman warrior nose.
Yeah, he does. No,
he looks like it should have a metal thing from a helmet.
He does. Soda has a mask nose.
I'm fine with that.
Fucking blood and sand.
All right, you fucking cocksuckers. At Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter. At Dan Soder on fucking Twitter. JoeDeRosaComedy.com. And nothing for Dan. Because he's still fucking poor. Yeah, goddamn gator fighting money's coming in.
I reckon I have a website sometime in the near future.
Yeah, and it's going to have flash photography. And a gator's going to come out with nunchucks. And another gator come out with a knife. Yeah. And they're going to fight on the top. And then I'll come in at the goddamn gator fight.
I really hope I have that. I really hope.
Oh, please, somebody animate fucking stupid Dan Soder. Goddamn gator fight.
I'd love to see a cartoon. Oh my God, that would make me laugh.
Make sure you email me robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com. Keep the donations coming. Keep subscribing, retweeting, telling everybody. You guys are making this podcast really popular. We're glad you enjoy it, and we're going to fucking keep doing it as long as you keep fucking listening. You know what, dude, is over. You know what, dude? Okay, here's the deal. Go right now to iTunes and get my app. It's free, you asshole. It's free. Free. If you have an iPhone and you don't have my app on it and you listen to this podcast, you're a fucking loser or you're just lazy. It has the podcast on there, updates every week. It has my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit, and it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast if you have an iPhone. Right in your fucking hand. It updates automatically. And another thing, motherfuckers, thank you for donating all the fucking cash you have. We've made this podcast a million times better because of your donations. If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want. It's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly, right at the top donate button. We appreciate all the donations because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit, microphones and cords and wires and fucking mixing boards and all kinds of doodads that we need to make this show better so you guys get to fucking have some entertainment in your life. So thank you for all the donations. Keep spreading the word. Tell everybody you know to get this fucking podcast. You guys got us up to number 30 last week. That's amazing. So thank you, and that's it. Keep listening. Do 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 do.